You're listening to The 21st. I'm Jenna Dooley. Educators and students across Illinois have struggled with a teacher shortage for years, and it's a problem that our state will continue to face for the foreseeable future. Right now, that shortage is estimated at 1,800 educators. The number is projected to be closer to 20,000 by the year 2025. The Golden Apple Foundation is one of several organizations hoping to help address the statewide deficits. Now the organization has launched a new program, which will help to provide funding and also training new teachers for areas with the highest need in the state. Lee Gaines sat down with Golden Apple Foundation President Alan Mather last week. He was in Champaign for the Illinois New Teacher Collaborative Conference.
By now, a lot of our listeners are aware that there's a teacher shortage in Illinois, but does the need for teachers look different depending on what part of the state you're in?
Absolutely. I mean, both urban areas and rural areas are being hit hardest by the teacher shortage.
Okay. And what about certain subject areas? Like I'm thinking special ed in particular.
Special education, STEM fields, bilingual education is increasingly becoming difficult to fill. There are many areas. I've been surprised, actually, when meeting with superintendents and principals that some say I can't find a second grade teacher or a high school English teacher.
Wow. So what does this mean, though? I think so. It's one thing to say that we have a teacher shortage and we have, you know, 1,000 or so unfilled positions and it's only going to get worse. But what does the actual impact on the classroom look like and feel like for the school district and also for the students in those rooms?
I think sometimes we think about classrooms that are empty, and instead we tend more to think about classrooms that are overcrowded because there aren't enough teachers to fill them. So the students have to be placed somewhere. But in other cases, it means loss of enrichment. It means loss of prepared science teachers. It really does impact a student's ability to get a great education.
Are there any particular stories that you've heard, maybe from some districts in central and southern Illinois, that have just kind of stuck with you as you continue to tackle and think about the teacher shortage?
So yesterday I was at Egyptian High School in Tams, Illinois, down in Little Egypt area, and this is a school that has had declining enrollment, 20% drop in the last 5 years. There's been consolidation of schools, and this is a K through 12 district now of 412 students. Three of the teaching positions the principal has are being filled by retired teachers, not who want to keep going, but know that otherwise students wouldn't have this class. They wouldn't be able to take this course at all. A science class is being taught, or all science classes are being taught by someone with an environmental science degree, but he's teaching biology, chemistry, and physics, a little bit outside of his realm. So students are obviously being having their education kind of cut short, and it's no fault of anybody there. It's just they cannot find the teachers to come into those communities.
So let's talk about the reasons why. I think that's a nice segue and unpack that. My understanding from reporting on this issue is that there's several reasons. Compensation, though, is one of them. So do you think that the passage recently of the new teacher minimum wage of $40,000 by 2023 will make a difference here?
I think it's a great start. Certainly, compensation is one of the issues that surrounds the teacher shortage. We hear, particularly in poorer rural communities, the issue of poaching by higher paid districts. So if lower paying districts cannot keep somebody because someone else can pay more, that's obviously an issue.
Yeah. But what else needs to happen to solve the shortage besides increasing pay rates for people? Because I know that, there are teachers in some parts of the state that aren't yet making $40,000, but there's already teachers making well over $40,000 in other parts of the state, particularly around the Chicago area.
Yeah, and certainly that is just one piece of the puzzle. I mean, there are so many reasons for the teacher shortage. I don't know that we could get into them all, but I do think that teaching has become a bit of a profession that has become a punching bag, right? I mean, there are, if you want to blame something on some problem in society, I think teachers are an easy place to turn. The original kind of accountability measures, I think accountability measures are good, but I think they went too far to rely on a single test for a while, and that's, of course, changed, but for a while it was a single test to measure the effectiveness of a teacher or a school. But I just don't think we've elevated the teaching profession the way it needs to be. Mm. There has been a loss of respect for it. And, you know, we need to honor the profession of teachers. A teacher may feel honored within that classroom by his or her students, but we need to elevate that more societally.
So I think it's indisputable, though, that teachers are crucial and people value the role that they play in society. So how do you restore respect to the profession? Do you have any ideas for what needs to be done on that front? And who's sort of responsible for doing it? Is it the teachers themselves or is it the general public?
I think everyone's responsible in one form or another. But you know, teaching is a weird profession. Everybody is an expert because everybody went to school. And so some of this is how do we really kind of turn over some of the power to the school, to the teacher, to the principal to say, you know, I trust you to do right by my child. Not that you don't need to advocate. You should advocate for your child when something has gone wrong. But sometimes there's a little bit too much advocacy going on.
Mm-hmm. So I want to talk a little bit about the solutions, and you touched on some there. Can you tell me a little bit more about the Golden Apple Accelerators program? What is that?
So this is a new program that we've launched for Southern, Central, and Western Illinois. What we're doing is recruiting people from Southern, Central, and Western Illinois who live in the communities of the schools, and we have some target communities we're working with this first year, some very specific communities where we're recruiting those with bachelor's degrees. They will be able to go through a one-year residency program. While they're going through that residency, they'll be able to take courses primarily online at either Blackburn College or Eastern Illinois University. And in that 1 year, get a teaching license. They can be teachers of record in year two, being mentored by a teacher in the school, and in their first 2 years of teaching, being mentored by Golden Apple mentors.
So is this for people who hadn't previously considered teaching as a potential career path and are, you know, suddenly inspired to look into it? How are you targeting those individuals?
So there's a couple ways we're targeting them. And first, you know, there are a lot of people who went into jobs to make money and now are looking for meaning in their lives. And teaching does provide meaning. As someone who is in the profession for 33 years, I can say that. So we are targeting, in many cases, those who are working in schools now but are not teachers. Paraprofessionals in special education classrooms have been a huge target audience, and many of our applications that have come in so far have been from paraprofessionals. We're also looking at seniors in college who did not think about teaching until their senior year, didn't go into colleges of education. But as a former principal, I hired a number of people who were career changers, and I can tell you, career changers bring something different, something exciting to the profession. You know, students often say, you know, when will I need to know this? Why is this meaningful to me? And career changers often have the answer to that and say, this is how you'll use that in the real world.
If you're just tuning into the 21st, I'm Lee Gaines. I've been speaking with Alan Mather. He is the president of the Golden Apple Foundation. Alan, can you tell me about another program that your foundation has? It's called the Golden Apple Scholars Program. What is that for our listeners who aren't already familiar?
So we recruit seniors in high school through sophomores in college. We provide $23,000 in tuition assistance. But I think more importantly, in the summers, we provide paid professional development for these young people we call our Golden Apple Scholars. At campuses around the state, we ensure that every one of our scholars gets an urban, a suburban, and a rural experience. So they are housed in different years in different campuses. They have hundreds of additional hours where they're teaching in summer schools across the state. And then they come back and learn from some of those master teachers we talked about, some of those who have been honored previously by Golden Apple or are what we call completed scholars, those who have fulfilled their 5 years of teaching in a school of need. So they prepare the next generation of teachers, because one of the other issues is teachers leave the profession quickly, right? Mm-hmm. 50% of teachers leave within the first 4 years. 82% of our scholars stay teaching in schools of need at least 5 years.
Wow.
And we want them to stay in the profession, right? The one other thing I would say about the Scholars Program is that we provide mentors in their first 2 years of teaching. Teaching, even though you're around all these students and, you know, lots of energy, it can be a lonely profession. And to have a group with whom you are connected, of other adults who understand what you're going through, who you can turn to and say, this lesson was terrible. I need to do something different. And to think through that, that's a lot of what our mentors provide.
Yeah, I do want to touch on this statistic, though, because I think it's shocking and also important for our listeners to realize, which is that only 15% of Illinois teachers are people of color, but more than 50% of Illinois students are of color. I'm curious how this particular program, the Golden Apple Scholars Program, aims to help address that discrepancy or that disparity.
No, thank you for asking. About 50% of our scholars are students of color, so they're going to be going into teaching and kind of addressing that disparity specifically. Also, about half of our scholars are first-generation college goers. So we are providing kind of a pathway to a career that had not been provided previously.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if you can speak a little bit about why it's so important for teachers in the classroom to reflect the students that they're teaching.
Yeah, it's so impactful for students of color to see someone who looks like them. And this has been a refrain across the state. I was just in Cobden, Illinois, where the team name is the Apple Knockers. So the Cobden Apple Knockers, about a third of their student population now is Latinx, yet they only have one bilingual teacher in the elementary school and one in the high school. I was visiting a school in Harrisburg where the only person they could find to work with the bilingual students who had come in recently was a parent in the community who basically comes in and helps translate. And
wow.
The principal has done a wonderful job of preparing her to kind of facilitate what's happening in the classroom. But the need for bilingual teachers is dramatic. And even those who don't reflect the students, what sort of cultural competency do you need to go into a classroom? How do you not only understand the experience of your students, but you want to elevate it and celebrate that.
Yes, that's important. That's a conversation I hear many teachers around the state having. I'm wondering, are you aware of any other programs or any other measures that are happening in Illinois that you're hopeful about, that you think will actually make a dent in the shortage?
I'm really hopeful about what the state is talking about now on two fronts. One is Educators Rising is a new program that has been written into ISBE's budget. And this is a program that really starts middle school students through high school students who are interested in teaching and provides them preparation and a pathway to go into schools of education, colleges of education. So I think if we kind of grow our own through middle school and high school, kind of peel back the curtain a little bit of what pedagogy is and what it means to run a classroom. You know, when I went through my teacher ed program, I really didn't get into a classroom until I was a senior in college. And that's a horrible time if that's when you discover that you shouldn't be a teacher. So getting people earlier and really helping them understand what this profession is just one great path forward. The other thing is there's an idea that's floating in the state legislature around the seal of biliteracy. So taking our students who have earned the seal of biliteracy in the state.
What is the seal of biliteracy?
It's a program that recognizes and honors students who have shown proficiency in two languages, two or more languages, English and one other. And this may be for native English speakers who have become proficient in another language, but it's more commonly someone who has come to this country or speaks another language at home proficiently and has learned English to a proficient level. And so they earn the seal of biliteracy, and there's an idea floating out there of a $5,000 a year scholarship for recipients of the seal of biliteracy who are going into teaching.
And that will help address some of this extreme shortage that we have and the need for bilingual teachers.
Bilingual teachers and teachers of color in many cases, yes.
So I want to shift gears for a moment here. As you're aware, Governor J.B. Pritzker recently gave his annual budget address, and that includes about $7 billion for K-12 funding, including an extra $25 million in addition to the mandated $350 million annual minimum increase under our new-ish state funding formula. I'm curious what your reaction to his budget proposal as it relates to K-12 funding is.
It seems like there's been a true commitment to addressing the teacher shortage and to funding schools. I mean, the evidence-based funding piece alone, this is part of what rural schools are saying left and right, is this has helped them tremendously dig out of the hole they were in. Now, there's still a struggle finding teachers, right? So I've talked to some superintendents who said, I had to close world language classes, I had to close art and music classes, and now I have the funds to open those back up, but I can't find the teachers. So I think the efforts are the right efforts to move this forward. But I still think there needs to be support to, again, elevate the teaching profession to say, this is something for you, and to see teaching as a path to really changing people's lives. I mean, this is a social justice issue now. Teaching is a social justice issue, and we need to think of it that
way. Why do you say that? Why is it a social justice issue?
Because where the teacher shortage is most acute is in those high-poverty schools, again, whether urban or rural. And if you're going to kind of level the playing field, as you say, you need excellent teachers wherever you are. This becomes social justice because we have to have teachers who are going to change the trajectory of students' lives. And if they can't take science classes from someone who understands physics, if they can't have the opportunity for art and music classes that someone in a better funded district can have, then we're not coming close to the equity we espouse.
And lastly, Alan, I want to ask you about, for our listeners out there who are not a part of this profession but deeply value the role that teachers and particularly public education plays in the lives of their family and their children, what would you say to them? How can people outside of this profession support teachers?
I think there are so many ways. You know that teachers dig into their pockets all the time to fund things for classrooms. I mean, sometimes it's going and saying, what can I do to support you in the classroom? Where do you need help? What can I do to elevate the profession? I think they should nominate their favorite teachers for awards, like the Golden Apple Award, like the Illinois State Teacher of the Year. Show teachers that they are valued. Show that you honor what they do with your children and other people's children every day, and that you understand the impact that they have.
Alan Mather is president of the Golden Apple Foundation. Alan, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you for having me on.
That was Lee Gaines with Golden Apple Foundation President Alan Mather. Last week, he was in Champaign for the Illinois New Teacher Collaborative Conference. I'm Jenna Dooley. You're listening to The 21st.